Welcome to Shomar Shavala Daf, your sponsor, Luinish Pasar Biaka Sholem Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding what we see at Daf Yudalit. The Gemara at the end of Yudalit brings what we learned in Maseches Ksuvis Daf Tzadik Beis, and the following is the shear that we said then. If Reuven sold a soda to Shimon, and the Baal Chayv of Reuven comes and wants to take the field, Reuven can go and claim against the Baal Chayv if there is a chrayis over here, meaning that Shimon eventually is going to come back to Reuven and ask for his field. But even if there's no achrayus, meaning that Shimon cannot come and claim his field back from Reuven, Reuven could still say, I am involved, because he doesn't want Shimon to have tayroimus. He doesn't want Shimon to have tainus against him. And that's why he becomes a baal dover. From this Gemara, we see something very clear. There's no tainus. There's no way to have a toyin benitan if you're not a baal dover. Now, a prisoner is not involved in the deal. He cannot come and not say a taina, not go to Beis Din. He cannot come and claim anything if you're not involved. Beis Din do not address any taina if it's not part of the discussion. So, unless somebody is coming as an aid, as a testimony, then the Torah said that we have to accept an aid because that's what brings the Beis Din to see what's going on. But as a Baal Din, a person wants to come and say, this is what happened, because I'm involved, I want to say tainus. Nobody can taina if he's not a Baal Dover, he's not involved in the transaction. And from here is a big insight, and it's brought down the Sfasemis and Likutim. The Chazal called the Yetzer Hara a Baal Dover, meaning the Yetzer Hara is the one who has a taina. He comes against the person. He tells them, I'm also involved, I'm part of you. I'm in your bodies, I can come and taina against you. And with this, the Sfasemis comes to answer a question. Because the Shaila is, Yosef was a big tzaddik. How can it be that Yosef, a tzaddik, was in the darkness, in the suffering, for 2 years in the jail in Mitzrayim? We know that a tzaddik is supposed to have or. Where does that choshech come from? So Zog the Sfasemis, and this is a point which is more expanded upon by a tzaddik HaKoyen, that there's two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik who is mizgaber on his yetzer. He overcomes his Yetzer. He fights his Yetzer Hara. And every time the Yetzer Hara tries to overcome him, he's able to stand on his side. And then there's another tzaddik. This tzaddik is the one who's mevatel completely Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is not there anymore. And another plague that says the Yetzer Hara turns to be good. The Yetzer Hara is not anymore attacking him. So the year of tzaddik comes that says that's really the difference between Yosef, which is the Pchinas HaYesoid, the tzaddik, and the Pchina of Yehuda, who David HaMelech came from, who is a Pchina of Baal Tshuva. Tzaddik is the one who overcomes the Yetzer Hara. That's what's called in Lashon Chazal, Le'akafyo, to be oikif, to be fight the Yetzer Hara. But the Baal Tshuva, the one who turns things around, is taking the Yetzer Hara and turning it to good. That's called Le'ahafcho, to turn things upside down. And as the Sfasemes points out, David HaMelech says on his Yetzer Hara, Libi cholol bikirbi. My lev is dead, meaning that Yitzhar is completely dead. He's not here anymore. So Zog the Sasemis, as long as the Yitzhar is a baal dover, he has tainus, he can come and try to fight, he's still involved. So then he still could come and cause darkness to the tzaddik, even though the tzaddik is overcoming him, even though the tzaddik is misgabbering him, but the Yitzhar is still a baal dover, so he could bring darkness to the world. Yosef, who is Pchino, he did not completely demolish the Yetzer Hara, so he still has darkness in his life. He's still living in a place where there's Choshech, because there's still a Baal Dover over here. Because as long as the Yetzer Hara is a Baal Dover, he can bring darkness. But David HaMelech is the Shoyosh of Melech HaMashiach. And when Melech HaMashiach will come, there will be only light in the world, because the Yetzer Hara will be completely demolished. There will be no Yetzer Hara. If there's no Baal Dover, there's no tightness the Yetzer Hara can do. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.